Hey everyone, it's Rich Bennett, host of Conversations with Rich Bennett, bringing you an exciting chance to win with our latest giveaway sponsored by Tar Heel Construction Group. Get ready to make a splash just by tuning in to the podcast. Yes, you heard that right. While you're soaking up our latest episodes, listen closely for a special splash sound. When you hear it, remember the episode name. Here's what you do next. Shoot us an email at podcast@harfordcountyliving.com with the episode title. Each splash sound means a new chance to win. So the more you listen, the better your chances. If you don't have email, then just leave a voicemail from our website at conversationswithrichbennett.com. What's the prize? How about a brand new waterproof Bluetooth speaker? Perfect for listening to our episodes, whether you're in the bath, on the beach, in the pool, or on the go. You have until the end of May to send in your entries, and we'll announce the lucky winner on June 3rd. Don't miss out on this splashy opportunity brought to you by Tar Heel Construction Group. Dive into our episodes and win big. Those of you that have been listening to my podcast for a while know that I have a really big thing about addiction and making everyone aware of everything that's going on. Well, back in March, I met two ladies and had them on the podcast. And we went ahead and put our heads together. We decided to create something in an effort to bring awareness to communities about the devastating effects of addiction, and also to spread the hope about the possibility of recovery. So with that said, this is Rage Talk. Rachel, can you tell us about the self-care and recovery, especially during the hustle and bustle of the holidays?
Especially those that work in recovery, in the recovery field. I feel like me personally, I tend to lack on the self-care because my job is to help others. Mm-hmm. In return, sometimes I do tend to forget about myself.
Right.
And, you know, throughout the program of a 12-step program, you know, we are taught, you know, to be selfless. Mm-hmm. And less selfish of ourselves and really give it away to keep it, which I've said and is really important. But I think throughout, you know, my journey, I've learned to do it more than I did, you know, say 2 years ago. Only because they say you can burn out very quickly in the recovery field, just trying to help people constantly. And, you know, it's important for me to stay on top of my own recovery so I'm able to help other people and able to sustain my own recovery and the life that, you know, I've built. So I would say, you know, I hit 3 and 4 meetings a week. You know, I call my sponsor when I need to. Mm-hmm. You know, I do therapy. That's important. I think that's big self-care. And, you know, just cook myself some meals here and there. And, you know, just try to put myself first sometimes.
How do you do that? Because especially during the hustle and bustle, and you're taking care of others. How do you actually end up doing that? Just remember that you got to take care of yourself too, because I'm sure there's times you forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's called boundaries. Mm-hmm. And balance. And I think that's just hard in daily life in general. I think it's harder when you are primarily helping others, but
right.
You know, you just need to take the time to do it. You know, because if you're not able to, like, love on yourself, how are you able to love on
exactly
another, you know, another person?
Yeah.
For more information, you can go to our website at rageagainstaddiction.org or contact Rachel at 443-504-8488.